Right, here we go. Marty Lurie on KMBR 6A. But Clayton Blackburn, if there's someone we're watching in camp, it's you. I mean, at some point, as I've told you when we first saw you a couple of weeks ago, the young kids are coming, and your time is now. You look around this locker room, you're not kind of going, my goodness, where am I? Mm-hmm. So you're here in the big leagues. You're here in spring training. A little different for you this year.
Yeah, I mean, I was here the last 2 years, and last year's I was banged up a little bit and wasn't able to compete, and that's, you know, one thing for me is I love to compete, so it just kills me to, you know, be on the sidelines hurt, so that's, you know, my least favorite thing to do. But this year I just feel so much more prepared to be here. I feel healthy. I feel like the ball's coming out of hand pretty well. I got getting the work in I need, and that's the big key of that is staying healthy, and I think if I can stay healthy and, you know, keep doing what I'm doing, then I feel good going into the season.
You're a guy from Georgia.
Oklahoma.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Strike that. Yeah. Oklahoma. I don't know why I was thinking of Jake Smith from yesterday.
Yeah, yeah,
Jake
yeah.
Smith from yesterday. All right, Oklahoma. But a high school kid getting drafted. What was correct me here. So what was draft day like for you?
Man, I wish I could say it was fun. I fell a little bit farther than I would have liked to in the draft, but I knew after we were drafted, you know, the Giants are an organization that obviously is first class and have a history of developing pitchers and talent. So, you know, after talking to the, you know, family and figuring out what I want to do, I think we decided to go ahead and, you know, sign and get my career started. But I will say draft day was a nerve-wracking day. You know, it's one of those that you just sit around and wait, and, you know, you really can't do anything until your name's called. So it's a frustrating time, but it is also it's a fun day. As soon as your name's called, you know, the weight of the world comes off your shoulders, and then, you know, you get a lot of phone calls with friends and family, and it's a really fun time, but it is stressful.
All right, Clayton Blackburn with us from Oklahoma.
That's right.
I'm not going to forget that. All right, I like their team. I like what I'm seeing in basketball. Right. I like it a lot. Describe yourself as a pitcher, and we watched you in your first game in spring training against the Angels, and you're a strike thrower.
Mm-hmm.
And I look around this locker room, guys throwing 100, and you're not that guy.
No.
But describe yourself, because you did lead the PCL in ERA last year.
Yeah, I kind of like to kind of take a little bit of an old school approach to it. You know, for the most part, I like to, you know, throw a lot of strikes, put the ball in play. You know, I'm not a big strikeout guy. I don't like striking. I mean, I love striking guys out, but at the same time, I like getting deep into games. And, you know, the earlier I can get a guy out, the better it is. And it keeps the defense into it, and that's the biggest part. Because for me, like I said, I don't strike guys out. So the defense being on their toes and, you know, being ready in and out of the dugout or in and off the field, then it's huge for them and it's huge for me.
First game out in spring training against the Angels, the first inning was very nice and smooth, although you got hit once, and Gillespie made a hell of a play to throw a 1-5-3. Next inning, there you go again. You get hit once in the shin, once in the calf. Why don't you let the fans know it, because I'm sure they're going to read about it.
Oh, yeah, the first inning, I threw it, just threw a not a very good fastball over the middle of the plate, and it hit a pretty hard ground ball back at the middle, and you know, it was just one of those kind of too hard to get to it, so it took one off the shin, and you know, I just kind of looked in front of me, like didn't really know what happened, and you know, the crowd kind of got really loud, and I looked over and the guy was out, so I was like, you know, I'll take it. And then of course now I think I've only been hit maybe one time in my entire life.
Really?
So 2 2 innings is crazy. And so the second inning, same situation, hits it right back in the box and hits it hard and just hits off my calf. I kind of tried to twist out of the way of it, but hit me in the calf and looked up, and it went to Gillespie, but not hard enough this time. So, but you know, fine now, just some bruises, nothing bad. Just came out of the game early for precautionary reasons, just because it's spring training and I was only supposed to throw 2 innings, but like I said, everything felt good, and I, you know, I'm happy with how today went.
Clayton Blackburn with us. Of course, Bochy, the funny guy, said, well, I should have thrown it at him as he left the mound.
Yeah, no, that's Bochy's a good guy, and you know, when he comes out and says your time's up, you know your time's up, so, and you have no questions about it. But so I trust him when he comes and gets me. But yeah, he's a, you know, he's a good guy, and love having, you know, him as a manager, and as even just talk to him as a human being.
Well, here we are in 2016. Life takes its twists and turns for you. Last year was a year of being injured and, of course, a family loss and coming back and leading the PCL and having a great second half. Take us through a little bit of last year and what it did for you as a man.
Oh, man, I feel like the last year I've grown a lot as a person, just and, you know, that's a large part due to, you know, families and friends and, you know, all the support I've had over the years. Like you said, you know, I had a, you know, family loss. My brother passed away last March while I was rehabbing. And then actually my mother-in-law, or not my mother-in-law, I'm sorry, my brother's mother-in-law, who was, she'd been battling cancer for a long time, around August had passed away. So that was tough. And then, you know, I'm sure you heard about Tommy Hansen passing, and, you know, me and Stratton and some of the young guys in AAA last year really got along with him because, he kind of took us under his wing and, you know, salt of the earth guy, gave a shirt off his back for him. So, it was, you know, there's a lot that went on last year, but more than anything, you know, I've grown closer to family and friends, and, you know, it's made me a better person. I feel like it's made me, enjoy what I have. And, you know, and I think when I'm having fun with baseball and enjoying it, it just seems to become easier. And, you know, right now I'm having the time of my life, and, I wouldn't change anything for the world.
Boy, what a story, Clayton Blackburn. Shoulder, I see you sitting here with a lot of ice on your shoulder, which is perfectly normal. You got ice on your legs as well, which is not normal.
No.
But how do you feel physically?
Physically, best ever felt, hands down. You know, this offseason, I got with a new trainer and a new program and all that kind of stuff. And I think just changing it up made me excited to be back in there and, get ready for the season. You know, after coming off last season, having such a good year and being so close, you know, there was a lot of motivation this offseason to be ready and, when the time when they called on me to be ready for that start. So I feel like right now I'm on my way there, and, whatever happens, happens.
All right. Well, the first one's out of the way. You barely got out of here.
It was a great day, and, got a lot of scattered some ground balls, fly balls, weak hits, and defense played great, and it was just, pretty simple day.
All right. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk to you through spring training. Clay, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.